Gewaldige Suf to be here. Hopefully by the end of the share, in half an hour's time, you'll see what a Gewaldige Suf exactly it is. In Mitzvah Hashem, this share I'm giving in half an hour. The last time I gave this share, it took 2 hours. So if you forgive me for speaking a bit fast, it's not because it's intellectually hard to understand, but the concepts which we're going to, Mitzvah Hashem, bring out here are absolutely mind-blowing, and it takes time to absorb. And I would suggest, or request even, that people would go over this and see the Gemara which I'm going to bring inside, and Otsias Machkimos, when you actually see the Gemara's inside which we're going to bring, then you'll have a bigger impression. Now, this is titled Gol Talmud Torah Yosei Ma'asoros Nefoshos, Learning Torah is Greater Than Saving Lives. Well, first of all, let's start with saving lives. How great is the mitzvah of saving lives? The Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says as follows: Tanya Omro Belov Omru Alov Al Binyamin Atzadik Shoyom Emuna Al Kupa Shel Tzedaka. Binyamin Atzadik was in charge of the Kupa Shel Tzedaka. Pamach As Boso Isha Befonu Of Bishnei Batzeres. Once a woman came to him in the years of famine, and Omro Lo Rebbe Parnaseini, he said, Rebbe, you've got to give me some money. Omro Lo Vudu Shem Bekupa Shel Tzedaka Klum. There's nothing left in the Kupa Shel Tzedaka. Omro Lo Rebbe, he may not come before Nesini or a Yisho Veshiva Boneho Mesim. If you don't give me some food, then a woman and her seven children are going to die. So what did he do? There's no money left in the Kupas Tzedaka. Omar du Pirnus from Mishalo. He took the money out of his own pocket, and he gave us some money to live. Liomim Chola, a few days later, became very, very ill. The Notal Amus, and he was going to die. Omru Malachi Ashoris Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam. You said that whoever is Makayim saves one life is Ki'ilu Kiyem Olam Mole, who bin Yomin Atzadik, this Amor bin Yomin Atzadik, Shehichio Ishol Veshivo Boneo, Yomus Peshonim Mu'otis Alolu. This tremendous Amor who gave Tzedakah and saved her life, he should die at such a young age. What happened? He had Korlo Gzadino. Immediately in Shemayim, they took away, they tore up his Gzadin. Talmud, as the Rav Breiter says, Hosipulo Esrim V'Shtayim Shona Al Shenetov. They added an extra 22 years onto his life. Now, he didn't do mathematical resuscitation, and he didn't do open heart surgery. He took money out of his pocket, and he gave it to this woman, and she lived through that money, and he got an extra 22, it saved his life, and it gave him an extra 22 years to live. And we're talking about Amira over here. So I don't want anyone to get the impression, after this shir, that we're mamayit in any way, the great mitzvah of Toras Nefoshos. It's a tremendous mitzvah. However, now for takeoff. The Gemara Megillah Tezayin on the base says as follows: Omer of Yosef, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Matzoros Nefoshos. Rav Yosef said, learning Torah is actually greater than saving lives. The Mikorah Choshev Leinu Mordechai Bosav Dalad V'Lebasov Bosav Chamisha. Before the Purim story, Mordechai was considered number 5. He was after 4 mentioned in Tanakh, in Ezra. And the Bosav Bosav Chamisha Mikorah Dekhtiv Asher Borim Zerubbabel Yeshua Nechemiah Seroya Rei Loya Mordechai Bolshon. And after the Purim story, he's demoted. V'levasoit kisiv ha'boim im Zerubbabel Yeshua Nechemiah Azaria Re'amiya Nachmeni Mordechai Bolshon. He goes down a level. And the Gemara learns from there that learning Torah is great in saving lives, because the Sanhedrin weren't much of Mordechai as much as the other members of the Sanhedrin learning Torah at the time. Now, whenever you learn a Gemara which says such a broad statement, one has to look at the Rishonim and Achronim to see, what does this mean, Godol Talmud Torah Yosei Ma'asoros Nefoshos? How dafke is it? How lav dafke is it? On what plane are we talking? Now we have the Chofetz Chaim and the Taz, which point us in the direction of exactly what this Gemara means. The Chofetz Chaim says as follows, in Torah Tobias Perek Dalet. He says, if you have two people on the way to learn Torah, and one comes 5 minutes late, and he comes 5 minutes late because he jumped into a river and he saved a year's life. The Chofetz Chaim says, if we were to ask anyone who achieved more in those five minutes, his friend was saying Shlaimer to the Metallus, and he came to the Chavrusa, but he came 5 minutes later. The Chofetz Chaim says, if we were to ask anyone who achieved more in those 5 minutes, we'd all answer, well, of course, he would save someone's life. He saved the whole world. All the generations came, all of us came from Adam Rishon, and if you save one life, you don't know who's going to come. The whole world can come from him. The Chofetz Chaim says, from this Gemara we see, Le Nofal Mimenu Ela Adarabah, Hu Hifil Yosef. So from the Chofetz Chaim you see immediately that this Gemara is not lav dafka in any shape, manner or form. It's absolutely true. Saving lives is not as great as the mitzvah of 5 minutes learning Torah. In fact, says the Chofetz Chaim in Torah Zavayis, a person can learn 200 words a minute. The Yerushalmi says, when Chazal tell us God will tell Torah yes and Torah the foshas, learning Torah is greater than saving lives, it refers to every single word of learning Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim goes on to say that if you, since you can learn 200 words in a minute, it's as if you had 200 people in front of you could have saved. And if you're mabakal a minute Torah, it's like you let those 200 people die. In fact, it's worse, because if you save their life, it's not even as great as those 200 words of Limud Torah. So each word of Limud Torah you learn is greater than saving lives, as the Chofetz Chaim. And he says if you did learn a minute Torah, he said, if you imagine you saved someone's life, the rest of your life you always, every time a person gets depressed, will think, well, I saved his life. I remember I once saved the guy's life on Scarfold Pike, and I always think, well, I saved his life, he's a technician for BT, so and I think, well, BT, they were marbiach, I saved someone's life, who knows what will come from that. That was a guy's life. Person feels geschmack, yes, I saved someone's life. Saves the Chofetz Chaim from this Gemara. And he says, Aloshen after einenu hastumos lo ra'inu zeh, with our blind eyes we don't even see this, with our closed eyes we don't see this, avach chazal gilulon rozeh, from this Gemara, that each word of Limud Torah is greater than saving lives. Now we're going to ask 3 questions on this Gemara. The Taz incidentally says as well, Gevaldi Gazach, he says Mordechai did the right thing when he was saving lives. He was chayav to do what he did. He was in the position, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in that position, and he was chayav to do that. There's a, in Reish Nomalef, in Hilchos Tzedakah, the halach is, Yecheilim Shana Sofim Talmud Torah Letzorech Shalosh Sim Peshitim Lehegma in Bechol Shona. You're allowed to take money from Talmud Torah, from a cheder, in order to save the poor people who can't afford the taxes to the Hegma. You're allowed to pay their taxes from this Talmud Torah, because it's going to save their life. And the Talmud says, Rashal Hitchal Zev, he says, V'tema, Haloi Maskinan, that learning Torah is greater than saving lives. You should let these poor people die, and not take any money away from the Talmud Torah. So says the Talmud, he says, no, Avada, the halacha is, Afim the mitzvah katana, you're chayav to stop learning and do that mitzvah. David Minchet is Rabbanon. So what do? You stop learning, and you don't mitzvah. What's the greater mitzvah? Learning Torah. That's the Rotzon Hashem, you have to stop learning Torah. Then you have to stop and do it. But he says like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch is running the show, and if HaKadosh Baruch arranged it that Mordechai had to stop learning and he had to mevatel his Torah in order to save lives, then he lost the zechus to learn Torah. So a person actually needs the zechus. The Arizal says on Shavuos we have a Yom HaDin. On Rosh Hashanah we have a Yom HaDin for how much Taranot you're going to get that year. On Shavuos you have a Yom HaDin, how much Torah are you going to learn that year? Because you have the zechus to learn Torah. People are stupid. They leave the Torah when they got the license to learn. That's real foolish. We're talking about Mordechai wanted to learn but wasn't allowed to learn. And so it says the task quite clearly from here. He says the Gemara in Megillah is telling us that a person who's got the zechus to learn Torah is in a better position than had he not had the zechus to learn Torah. You can never compare Reuben and Shimon and say, well, this guy's learning Torah all day, he's much better than that balabos who learns 10 minutes a day. Because it could be that 10 minutes of that balabos who he calls is greater than his whole day of learning. But what you can say is, if Reuben was learning Torah the whole time, then Reuben is better than Reuben who wasn't learning Torah the whole time and he was being a doctor. That's what the Gemara says. Now we're going to ask 3 powerful questions on this. Question number 1. All the Torah which the Sanhedrin were learning at the time and Mordechai was saving their life is in whose zechus? It's in Mordechai's zechus. Whose life was he saving? He was saving all their lives while they were learning. In fact, Mordechai saved all our lives because he saved Gan Klal Yisrael. So how could they demote Mordechai when Mordechai was saving their life? The only reason they were learning was because of his zechus. He was saving their life. You're learning because of me. I'm saving you. So what, you're going to demote me because I saved your life and enabled you to learn? How could they demote Mordechai? Question number 1. Question number 2. How can you bring a raya from here, as the Chofetz Chaim says we do have a raya, throughout all the generations, no matter who learns the Torah and no matter whose nefesh you save, it's always going to be greater learning Torah than saving lives. Let's say I come late 5 minutes for my chavrusa, and those 5 minutes I got a phone call
the Stiebel comes on the ish, the Brisk Rav and Brisk Zalman Meltzer were caught in a lift, and it, they needed someone to save them. And I jumped in with my screwdriver, I saved their life. But you're telling me that in those 5 minutes my Chavrus achieved more than I saved these four Gedolei Yisrael. How could that be? Yet the Gemara says, no matter whose life you save, and no matter what Torah it is, learning Torah is greater than saving lives, and even one word of learning Torah, says the Chofetz Chaim, is greater than saving lives. Question number two. But listen to question number three. And here's the big one. There's a Gemara in Yud Beis in Megillah. This is a few dust before. The famous Echta. The Talmidim of Rav Shimon bar Yochai asked the following question. Why were Klal Yisrael Chayiv Tlia? Why were they Chayiv to be killed on the Purim story? What did they do wrong? Look at the Shak of the Tariya there. They said, well, because they bowed down to the Tselem, so they should have... He told them eventually because they bowed down to the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar. So they said to him, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Chimash of Eponim Yishbodova, how did they get saved? They were in the Zohar. They should have fucking been killed. The Gemara says, Heim Losu El Alfonim. This is the beginning of the base on the Aleph. They only did it lefonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only did it lefonim to them. It was midah keneged midah. The Maharsha explains as follows. This Gemara, he says, Rotzalem Hashem Lo'asu Kain Rak Miras Hariga. They bowed down to the Tselem because they were scared. Kimufush Pesefer Doniel. Ve'lo'asu Kain Belibon La'avid Avodah Zarah. They'd never intended to serve Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo'asu Imoim Rak Lefonim Liyarim Shurim Lekliya. She'idag V'she'achu Tshuva Lidekah. The Maharsha says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pretended that he was going to kill them. Because they actually never did an Aveira, which was royally clear. Had they actually served Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have killed them. But they weren't deserving of being killed, because when they bowed down to the Tselem, they didn't have Kavanah for Avodah Zarah. It wasn't real Avodah Zarah, it was an Aveira. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right, I'm going to give you Midah Keneged Midah. You pretended to serve Avodah Zarah, I'm going to pretend to kill you. So let's imagine a second. If Mordechai hadn't put himself in sackcloth and ashes and hung around the Shara Melech and sent messages to Esther, what would have happened? Would the Jews have died? Quite clear from Miss Marsha, the Jews wouldn't have died because they never actually did an Avera which was sentenced them to death. They didn't have Avodah Zarah. Which leads us to the following powerful question. The Gemara later on says, I know that learning Torah is great in saving lives because Mordechai was demoted because he was saving lives and they were learning Torah. According to the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis, which is a few Daf before, Mordechai wasn't actually saving lives. He thought he was saving lives. But was he actually saving lives? No, because there was never a danger. They were never in any danger. Had Mordechai not done it, what would have happened? Nothing would have happened. In fact, it even says so in Megillah. Rebach v'atola yamod la'yudim v'mokamaka. Mordechai himself said to Esther, if you don't go to the Melech, what's going to happen? Don't worry. L'atola will come through someone else. You're just a shliach. So it was never actually a mitzvah saving lives. If it was never a mitzvah saving lives, then how could you prove from here that the fact they demoted Mordechai because he was busy saving lives? He was busy doing a pantomime. He thought he was saving lives with a mitre. Was he saving lives? Was he doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation where the guy's going to die? No, he wasn't. Gentlemen, this brings us to a fantastic yesod, which is really mind-blowing. And it's as follows. When a person does a mitzvah, two things happen. A person gives a prutah to an oni, two things happen. He creates a malach, as Chazal tell us. He creates a malach in Shomayim. And that malach is nitzkis. It lasts forever, and the person goes up after Yimei Avesrim, he meets the malach. And every mitzvah he does, he creates a malach. The greater the mitzvah, the greater the malach. Something else happens. That oni now has the money in his hand. Chazal is telling us that of those two things which happen when you do a mitzvah, one of them has absolutely nothing to do with you. If you didn't give the prutah to that oni, do you think he'd starve? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anyone. Har b'shluchim yesh l'mokim l'heichin mozim l'reyav, Rashi says. Right? There are many shluchim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give people money. You're just the shliach. However, let's look at the mitzvah of Limud Torah. So in the mitzvah of tzedakah, I did the mitzvah, and he gets the prutah. If I don't do the mitzvah, he'll still get the prutah. When it comes to Limud Torah, if I don't learn that Shnai Motz and Metalas in those 10 seconds, no one in the world can replace that Torah. He might learn, but it's his Torah. That chiyuv, that mitzvah which I had in those 10 seconds, if I don't learn it, there's no one in the universe who can learn it, and it will be missing from the history of the Jews forever. And that's why we can answer all three questions like this. Question number one was, all the zechus which they were learning, all the Torah which they were learning, was in Mordechai's zechus. So how could they devote him? The answer is no. Mordechai, actually, if you didn't save them, they would have been saved anyway.
In fact, why did the Gemara choose this example to show that learning Torah is greater than saving lives? Out of all Hatzolos Nefoshos in the Torah, and all cases you could find, it's have to pick this one. Because if you're learning Gemara Megillah, you'd see on Daf Yud Beis that this wasn't really saving lives. You know why? Because it's the same as any mitzvah of Hatzolos Nefoshos. In open heart surgery, do you think I've got a broken needs you, Mr. Surgeon? It's a great mitzvah. And I don't want anyone to get that impression that I'm being mamayat a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that you can't claim through that mitzvah of saving lives that whole generation coming after him is all because of me, and everything he did, all his Torah is all mine. It's not. It's a zechus. You've got a zechus. A gewaltiger zechus. But can you claim absolute responsibility for every breath of air he has for the rest of his life? Absolutely not. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't need you. If you weren't there, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would come and send another shliach. That's why the Gemara Baska chose this example more than any other example. So that's question number one answered. Why all the Torahs in Ezra, how could they demote? Mordechai, they could demote him because at the end of the day he wasn't zoche to learn Torah. Question number two. We said, what's the raya from over there? Hatzolos Nefoshos by Mordechai to Hatzolos Nefoshos nowadays. We got different Nefoshos and we got different Torah. Surely the mitzvah is dependent on the quality of the Nefesh you save. If I save the stifler's life, that's much better than saving someone else's life. And therefore, maybe it's better than him learning Torah. No, it isn't. Because when you say the stifler's life, you cannot claim that every mitzvah and every breath of fresh air which the stifler has after that is all because of you. It's not. You get a zechus for it. You have a chenik in it, but it's not absolutely yours. However, if you don't learn Torah, that's going to be missing from mankind. And question number three. The Marashah says it was lefonim. Right? And we said, it wasn't a case of saving lives? The answer is, it's exactly the same as every case of saving lives in the history of man. Whenever anyone saves someone's life, then you can say, well, it wasn't absolutely saved by his life. It wasn't a pure case of I'm responsible for his whole life. It's a case of you're the shliach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you. He's giving you the zechus to save someone's life. In fact, if you see this yesod, we won't have enough time to bring all the rayos. We see this yesod from in the parashas we're learning at the moment. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked with Avraham Avinu midah k'neged midah. Everything Avraham Avinu did, the atmo, the chvod of the atmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the atmo. What he did for the shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the shliach. Then Avokar rots Avraham. Avraham went for the malachim to give machnos zarechin. He ran to the bokar. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? The Bokar, Hashem, V'roch Nosem Eish Hashem, V'yikachem, V'roch Nosem Eish Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Slav himself. But he said, Yukach Nomat Mayim, he sent the Mayim, he sent to a Shliach. And what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you gave the Malachim to a Shliach, I'll give Yikal Yisrael to a Shliach, through the rock. The water came through the rock. So it's Midah K'neged Midah. Ask for Zevin, one second, why is Avraham Avinu getting Schar here for Midah K'neged Midah? These guys are malachim, they weren't human beings. This wasn't Achanos Zerichim. You think they enjoyed the tongue with Charadal which Avraham gave them? they were malachim, they didn't even eat. They look like they're eating. Says Rav Zevin, because in a mitzvah, there's two malachim. And the fact that he's eating a nice meal has nothing to do with you. Because if you didn't give him his tongue with Charadal, Achanos Zerichim has got many ways of giving this Oni his tongue with Charadal. And he doesn't even have to be a human being. What you have to do is do your Bechira of a Tovara. If you choose to do a mitzvah, that is what is what counts. The Bechira Tovara. Everything else is up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're just the Shliach. And that's what he says about Avraham Avinu. It's no different to any other mitzvah. You're right, they weren't human beings. But was the mitzvah from Avraham Avinu didn't know that. As far as he was concerned, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him a mitzvah to do Achanos Zarechim, and he did it. So we'll get Scham, and it came out of the Midah. It's exactly the same as any Achanos Zarechim. So you can't. Everyone goes around their life thinking cause and effect. I did this and I did that. Person thinks, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of sitting and learning myself, what do I need that for? That hour which I could spend learning, instead I'll make another $100,000. I'll give it to yeshivas. I'll make a cheshbon. There's 500 guys in Kola or 500 of Bokrim who are going to learn Torah with my $100,000. And instead of that hour of learning Torah, I'll support all these guys and all their Torahs on my course. How much more Torah have I got instead of that hour? Big mistake. Why is he making a big mistake? Because he gets his achus in their Torah. But if he learned that hour himself, then no one can touch it. That's entirely his. That belongs to him. And that is the ikka mitzvah in the Torah. I was in Dublin by Rechaim Kanievsky in Rosh Hashanah.
There are people, the Gedolim, even nowadays, Umamish live by this Yisod. And in learning in Bnei Brak, you see the Gedolim, this, when you speak to them and you hear Musa Shmuzim from them, this is the Ikka Nakuda, which they're always stressing. Every second you have is another chance to do a mitzvah greater than Atzolos Nefoshos. And they're fully aware of this. And that we had a break in Rosh Hashanah after Shacharis, before Shofar blowing. We went down and made Kiddush. Rakhan Kinesi doesn't make Kiddush. And on my way down, I noticed his finger was on Baba Kama Dafyul Chesom Adalaf. And we know he finishes Shas every year with Tosas. We came up 15 minutes later, and I saw his finger was on Dafkas Space on Adalaf. Right? In 15 minutes. In 15 minutes, he learned four Daf, Gemara Rashi and Tosas. Because when someone's holding like that, every second they're fully aware is another chance to learn do the Torah. A person thinks, "Oh, I'm going on the train. What's the difference? Ah, anyway, another minute." In Chum, we used to have a 5-minute seder. Why? Why did they have a 5-minute seder? To show you, in 5 minutes, look what you can gain in 5 minutes. You learn 200 words a minute. In 5 minutes, that's 1,000 words. That's 1,000 mitzvahs. Yesem atolos nefoshes. That is the ikka which Chazal are telling us. That is the limit. There's another wonderful Gemara which I'd like to share with you. Baba Basa Daf Yud. Tanya, how you may own a Yeshle Labal Hadin, La Shivak of Alomel Choymel, Kechem Oivaniim, who may mar in the Enum of Farnason. If a Kurdish boy who loves Aniim, he loves Jewish poor people, then why doesn't he give them money? What does the Brisa say? Emorlo, Kedish Nitz Alonu Bedin, Bahen, Medina Shel Gehenem. The reason why Hashem makes poor people is so that we can get saved from Gehenna and get lovely mitzvahs by giving them money. Ask a simple question. What on earth is this bright as terror? If Hashem loves Jews, loves the poor Jews, why does he make them poor? So that we can get star. What? Why does Hashem bang this guy on the head so that the doctor will have a panotta? Yeah, very nice, the very doctor. What about poor getting banged on the head? What sort of answer is that? Why does he make poor people? He loves them. Oh, so it's all for us. But what about poor people? That was the question. What the Gemara is saying over here is sort of not answering why the Oni gets Tsar or not. He says that's a cheshbon which has nothing to do with you. In fact, you're not even relieving the Tsar of the Oni. It's a zechus. It's a big mitzvah. It's a chiyuv, and you get and it's considered that you ki'ilu ki'im olam mole, you've helped the Oni. It's considered like that. Oh, but are you absolutely responsible for the Oni Tsar and not having Tsar? I say, oh, I'm removing his Tsar. It was all because of me. I removed his Tsar. Absolutely not. So the Gemara was not, the Brisa was saying, if Hashem loves Aniim so much, why doesn't he give them any money? Why does he give them sorrow? The answer is, I can't give you a cheshbon of why a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mitzvah certain Yidden. I'll talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why does Hashem do it in such a way that he mixes poor Jews amongst Klal Yisrael? It's so that you can do a mitzvah. Why are they getting sorrow? That we're not even touching. That's the cheshbon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? We're Tzadik Merala, Rosh HaMetzvah. We don't know. We're not trying to answer why Oni has sorrow. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that. Why does Kodesh Baruch Hu do it in such a way? He does it in such a way in order for us to get us good. The midas tzedokit. It finds our midas. I remember when I was in rural primary school, there was a star chart. And you had Gavi Pearl and Shlomo Steinhardt there with a few stars, and Donny Elhall there, whoa, right at the end, loads of stars at the top. But everyone knew my stars were green and yellow, and Shlomo Steinhardt and Gavi Pearl had these small silver and gold stars, and it was a joke. I was streaks ahead, but I only had yellow and green stars. The person does other mitzvahs, or he helps learn Torah, it's a kabbalistic zechus. You'll get star chart. You'll get mitzvahs. And they are gewalt. Each mitzvah is mitzvahs. But you can't compare it to the mitzvah of Limud Torah. The only way you're going to get a gold chart, a gold star, is if you actually omel and you're getting Torah yourself. In this week's Seder, we have Esav and Yaakov arguing, fighting in their mother's stomach. Chazal tell us that when Rivka went past the base of Eidah Zorah, so Esav was mafarach his lotzei, he was trying to get out. And when they went past Beit Medrash, so Yaakov was Mefarchis Lotzis. Let me ask you something. What is this teaching us? He was trying to get out to Beit Medrash. I mean, what am I supposed to learn from that? Very nice, that was Yaakov. Very nice. Chazal are telling us, I think it's quite obvious, that when Yaakov was Mefarchis Lotzis, it's a mutavot. Every year, people say, I'm not cut out to learn Torah. I'm not cut out. What do you mean not cut out? The inherent neshama of every yid is something where he's noter to limud Torah. It might be very hard at the beginning. He might have lots of obstacles. But every single Jewish neshama is a mafakat lotze to the Beit HaMidrash. That's what David HaMelech said. He said, his legs would run to the Beit HaMidrash. He was on that darga. Yaakov Avinu, but every yid is on that darga. Every yid has to push away all the things which are covering him, and when he clears them away, then his heart will automatically go toward the mitzvah of Limud Torah. In fact, David HaMelech had everything which every low human being ever wanted. David HaMelech had more of what he could dream of. As I'll say, the four most beautiful women in the world were Sora, Avigail, Rochav, and Esther. And some say Vashti. David HaMelech was married to Avigail. He's married to one of the four most beautiful women in the world. He had more money than you can imagine. He had more strength than you can imagine. He was extremely powerful and strong. He was very famous. He ruled over everything. That was David HaMelech. And what did David HaMelech say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Achas shoal timeis Hashem. I just want one thing. I know you've given me loads of very nice things, but one thing I beg of you, I want my whole life. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. David HaMelech, who was so wise, and he had everything which everyone's running after, what did he say? I see the MS. Achas shoal timeis Hashem. I just want the zuchus to learn Torah. I don't want to be demoted like Mordechai. I want to be like the rest of the Sanhedrin who have got the green light, who've got that license, they can be able to sit and learn. We're on such a low barga with the battle Torah when we've got the opportunity. Mordechai was demoted when he wanted to learn. He wasn't as great as them, but when we've got the opportunity, be our vine, and we take it and we throw it away, what a terrible thing to do. Amir Hashem, we should all take chizit from the Gemara which we've mentioned, and Amir Tashem, and it's a gvaldig zchus. Everyone, one Mishnah a day to add. Think how much a person can get more. Thank you very much indeed.